This is Morning Air.
This is about educating a people that for 40 years haven't been given the full truth. It's time now to speak the truth.
When you do things to the best of your ability, keeping Jesus number one and doing everything you possibly can for His glory, that's a winner.
You are called to make the light of Christ shine brightly in the world.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
It's Thursday, April 28th. Good morning and welcome back to hour number two of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us across America on the Relevant Radio Network and the Relevant Radio app. It's good to be with you on this Thursday in the second week of Easter. Happy Easter to you. On Thursdays, we always remember the institution of the Holy Eucharist on Holy Thursday by our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to remind you that you can visit the Blessed Sacrament today if you can. If you can't, just take a moment and make a spiritual communion sometime during the day. Today is also the memorial of St. Louis de Montfort, and more on this great Marian saint coming up at the bottom of the hour with Father James Kubicki. Now, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia is in day 63. I want to bring in our Relevant Radio news anchor, Glenn Leverins. Glenn, what is the latest this hour?
John, in light of Russia's action in Ukraine, NATO looking to get stronger, a couple of technically neutral countries, Sweden and Finland, looking to join NATO, and NATO leadership has said that they will basically fall under the protection of NATO once they've made that decision, even before the official treaty organization would approve everyone by having each of the 30 current countries' parliaments or legislatures technically approve that. And so they would be effective members of NATO much sooner than normal, something that Vladimir Putin not looking forward to, but in essence caused by his actions in Ukraine. Another thing Putin's been doing is shutting off the gas spigot. This is natural gas used for, of course, heating Poland and Bulgaria in the past couple days got that word. Germany still a very big customer for Russia, looking for alternate ways more quickly to be able to use less and less Russian gas, including building some facilities to be able to import liquid natural gas, which is how it could be sent from the U.S. to help ease German dependence on Russian natural gas as well.
There's so much going on every single day, something different every hour. We got to keep a supernatural perspective and continue to unite our prayers to the consecration of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, of Ukraine and Russia.
Absolutely, John. That's something that we need to do. In the meantime, the U.S. continuing to pour money into the fight. The president today expected to announce a call for much more funding to take care of providing Ukraine with more weapons through the end of this year.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. Anything breaks that we need to know about, please let us know.
Hey, sure thing, John.
We start every hour in prayer, and we especially continue to pray for peace in Ukraine, as we've been doing for such a long time, asking our Lord through the intercession of the Mother of God and uniting ourselves to the Holy Father's consecration of Ukraine and Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas and of the unborn and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And we always invoke the Holy Spirit here every morning when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I want to remind you to join Father Rocky and our Relevant Radio listeners from Maui to Maine in a pilgrimage walk to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help on Saturday, May 7th. This growing annual 21-mile pilgrimage starts at the National Shrine of St. Joseph in De Pere, Wisconsin, and it finishes at the only approved Marian apparition site in the entire U.S., Our Lady of Good Help in Champion, Wisconsin. You can either walk part of it or you can go the distance and go all the way. The Walk to Mary is coming up real soon, Saturday, May 7th. For information and registration, visit walktomary.com. That's walktomary.com. As we do every morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from Psalm 34:9. Taste and see that the Lord is good. At each Holy Mass, our Lord Jesus Christ offers us His body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharistic feast. The Church, through the voice of the psalmist, invites us to taste and see how good the Eucharistic Lord really is. At the first Eucharist, in the Last Supper, Jesus told His apostles and each one of us, "I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you." The Mass is a marriage between heaven and earth. The Eucharist is our wedding banquet. So pray the words of the Apostle St. Thomas, yes, Doubting Thomas, when he prayed, "My Lord and my God," when you receive our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And we always pray with great confidence the words from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, "Jesus, I trust in you." Now, as you know, here on Morning Air for 63 days, we've been reporting on and praying for an end to the war in Ukraine with Russia and the humanitarian refugee crisis since the very beginning, since day one. I want to share with you this morning a story of the CEO of Goya Foods, Bob Yunanwe, who recently traveled to Poland carrying a special delivery of faith, prayer, and hope for the people of Ukraine. Joining us live here on Morning Air is Bob Yunanwe, the president and CEO of Goya Foods. Good morning, Bob. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you.
Thank you, John. Happy Easter to you.
Bob,
thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a joy to have you. I'm familiar with your story. I know that a lot of media outlets have talked to you recently about your trip. Can you fill us in? Tell us a little bit about your trip and especially what you saw on the ground in light of this horrific war that's been going on, how the women and children are being affected by the war in Ukraine and this humanitarian crisis.
Yes, well, I tell you, John, it was a spiritual journey. You know, I had an interview on Fox, and this wonderful woman, Shannon Hasig, offered a rosary to me from San Antonio, and one rosary has turned into over 50,000, and they keep coming. It's amazing. We also have some rosaries blessed by the Pope, and she asked us a simple request, you know, take these rosaries to the people of Ukraine. And we did that. We went to Poland. We went to the border. We went to a warehouse where we are distributing food. And some very brave ex-Green Berets deliver food and medicine into Ukraine. They've gone into 40 cities. They're amazing. Under very difficult conditions, as you can imagine. But they also delivered, we got a request from the Dominican Order, a priest in Lviv over there, they said they needed rosaries. And we had arrived with 15,000 rosaries, the first installment, with not really a plan. And so we got an urgent request from these priests for rosaries, amazingly. And so the Green Berets delivered those in there. We met up with the we met them through the Knights of Columbus of Poland, who just were extraordinary. Shimon, the gentleman in charge of the Knights in Poland, led us on this journey with this Holy Spirit. We went to the border in Medica, which was pretty much a madhouse, just people pouring in. You see all women and children, because men from 18 to 65 have to stay and fight. So basically they put all these women into exile with the children. The Knights had a mercy hut in Rebene, and they invited us there. We go there, and we met this wonderful woman, Nella, and her son, her six-year-old son, and Andrei, her husband Andrei, but her husband was back fighting and or back in Ukraine. And I asked her, well, what did you say to each other as you left maybe forever? And he said to her, love and protect our son, and I will protect and defend our country. And that is really the essence of it all. You know, we're called to love and protect, to prayer. You know, God created humanity. Humanity has created every way to destroy itself. Nuclear, chemical, biological. Now they're using food as a weapon. And, you know, the only thing that can defeat evil, the only thing that can defeat hate is love and prayer. And that was called, we're called to do that. Our next stop, which is not scheduled, was to Krakow, where St. John Paul II lived and worked, and to the Shrine of the Divine Mercy, amazingly, where St. Faustina is buried. She lived to 33. The age of Christ, died from tuberculosis, but she had the vision of the Divine Mercy. And she also had Christ speaking to her, you know, through her diary. And that was an amazing thing, because when we spoke with Sister Teresa there, she told us her mission was to take care of women. And women, you know, 20s and 30s. But I asked her, now, what are the age of these women now? Prostitutes and just women trafficked. And she said they're down to 12 years old. Of course, it goes younger than that. The abuse is amazing. It's horrible. She offered me a gift. She offered me a gift from the diary. And it said, entrust everything to me and you will be free of spirit. Do nothing on your own. You will be free of spirit and no circumstances or events will upset you. And this was a message. At the ceiling of the shrine of the Divine Mercy is the image of the Holy Spirit. And all the roses that arrived, one medal arrived, which is also a medal of the Holy Spirit. And I've had that on me since. Then we went to Czeskohova, where Our Lady of Czeskohova is situated, or, you know, the shrine. And the Archbishop of Czeskohova, Archbishop Depo, blessed these rosaries. We're going over again to deliver more rosaries and to make a donation to the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy, to the Knights of Columbus, and to distribute more of the food. But the message is, you know, we need to love and protect. While we were there was the novena called by Pope Francis to the people of Russia and Ukraine, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that was on the 25th of March. That was the same day as the Annunciation, the Feast of the Annunciation, where, you know, the angels go to Mary and tell her that she will carry the Son of God. And she's afraid. And the angels say, be not afraid. And that's repeated 365 times in the Bible in one way or another. Do not be afraid. And it's the importance of that particular day, the Annunciation, where God breathed life into Mary of the child of the Son of God, brings attention to the fact that life begins there. Life begins in the womb, at the conception, at the Immaculate Conception, at conception. And, you know, we are in our world, day by day, not valuing life. You see the horrors of what is happening in war. I think, in a way, this war was somewhat provoked. You know, we can point fingers at different people, at Putin, at monsters like him. But we also have to look inward, because he didn't invent that we don't value life. He's not valuing life. We're not valuing things. You know, as a country, we, with COVID over the last couple of years, we've been incentivized to stay home and do nothing, to be afraid, to live in a bunker and afraid of this COVID. And all of a sudden, there's no pandemic. All of a sudden, it's not a presidential political year, and everything is okay. There's still COVID out there. But in the first place, we shouldn't be afraid. We've taken all the wealth of this country, and we've incentivized people to stay home. You need a purpose to get up every day. God, family, work, school. If you don't have purpose, then, you know, why? We've been given this beautiful life. And, you know, to throw it away, to stay in fear in a bunker and bury our talents is a destruction. You know, then we've given away our strength. We were oil independent. We've become dependent by buying now oil from, we had been buying from Russia or Venezuela or Iran or other countries. Once you give up your independence, your freedom, people come here to be free. I have a daughter-in-law from 6 children, 12 grandkids, a daughter-in-law from Venezuela, another from Brazil. People come here for freedom. But, you know, we're being controlled. We're losing our freedom. And again, once you lose your freedom, we become like the Ukraine. Look at millions of women that are, you know, Nella at the Rebene Mercy Tent of the Knights of Columbus fell into very loving hands. But how about all the women that fall into exploitive and abusive hands? It's in, you know, there's 40 million people trafficked a year. 70% are women, 25% are children. They're getting younger and younger, but that number hasn't been blown up. I don't know what it is, but the horrors and the hatred and the abuse, the exploitation for profit.
There's no question that you are a blessed man. The Holy Spirit that led you every step of the way on this trip to Poland and Ukraine. You see the hand of divine providence. I mean, what are the odds of connecting with a woman who would provide eventually 50,000 plus rosaries for you to give away? Everything happens for a reason, and there's no question. And I'm a big believer in divine providence, that the Lord has been leading every step of the way. Before we run out of time, I'd like to get your thoughts on what Our Lady, the Mother of God, what she means for you in your life, and especially now in what you do as the president and CEO of Goya Foods.
Well, definitely she is calling us to prayer. You know, I said the word blessed in 2020 at the White House, and I got hammered for it. The Holy Spirit put those words on my lips. But because of that, I got a platform, and here we are talking to you today. Otherwise, I'm just a bean packer. But you know,
You're the Lord's bean packer, Bob. believe me. That's why I did not interrupt you, because, you had so much on your heart that you wanted to get out. And we want to provide that platform for you here on Relevant Radio, on Catholic Radio, on our national platform. And I think it's important for people to understand what's happening in our world, what's happening on the ground in Ukraine, and also to bring that spiritual perspective to the whole equation.
Yes, you know, like you say, that our Blessed Mother is with us all the way. She's calling the world to prayer. You know, what the only thing that will defeat evil is love and prayer, and hate will defeat hate. And she is calling us. What is happening is, you know, since life was created, we've been destroying ourselves, Cain and Abel. The only thing that can change the course is prayer and love. We got to love and protect. Otherwise, we're hating and destroying. And, you know, they're talking nuclear now. So, hey, these could be biblical times. We have to go, you know, we're called to prayer and love. And that's what we have to do. And this is the message that's being put out there.
Bob, and we're visiting with Bob Unanwe, the president and CEO of Goya Foods, who recently came back from an amazing trip to Poland to donate rosaries and food for the many, many refugees in this incredible humanitarian crisis that is going on right now. Bob, you are, again, and I will use the word blessed. You're blessed to be able to be with an organization like Goya Foods and all the great work that Goya Gives and Goya Cares has been doing over the years to be able to really make a difference and help many people. Can you talk about that, those efforts of what Goya is doing to really make a difference?
Well, it's something we've always done. As immigrants, you know, we've tried to help our community, but the greater community, we've donated food around the globe and into other countries. And, you know, we work with this group called GEM, Global Empowerment Mission, and other groups. And they work with this group called Ariel, who are ex-Green Berets, and go in not only to deliver food and medicine, but to rescue the children. The children, like St. Mother Teresa said, we got to bring the children to the back to the center of our care and concern. And life is not being valued, and it's not being valued from start to finish. From womb to tomb, it's not being valued. But there is hope. We cannot despair. If we despair, then it's done. There are all the tens of thousands of rosaries that are being made by tens of thousands of beautifully faithful people. That love and prayer it emanates from them, and that will duplicate and multiply. And that is our hope. We have to have hope. That's the most important thing. In these times, which are very difficult, it's easy to despair, but we have to have hope.
Bob, we've got a couple of minutes. Time is just flying by. We could talk for an hour of your experiences in Europe. I know you plan on going back to Poland in May. What are the plans? What are the goals?
We're going to go back. We're going to go back to an orphanage near Czeskohova, where the Knights have rescued over 100 children. They've taken 100 children who have been pretty much abandoned. There's a lot of Ukrainian women also were surrogate mothers for money and profit, and they've been abandoned with COVID and all that. So the Knights are doing that work. Ariel is doing that work. We want to visit the Shrine of Divine Mercy and hold a press conference there. We're going to donate to the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy. We're going to donate to the Knights of Columbus there, you know, because they are doing the work to protect the children. You know, the children are our future, but they are also our present. If we have to bring the children back to the center of our care and concern.
Bob, real quick, final thought on how our listeners can help with Goya Gives and Goya Cares.
Well, you know, we're not an NGO. We're a business, so we're doing the donations ourselves. You know, there's people like GEM and other groups that people can donate to, and people are offering their services incredibly. The problem is that there's so many millions being displaced throughout Poland and throughout Hungary and Romania and the surrounding countries. It's really a call to prayer, to pray for peace, you know, called by our Blessed Mother. Change hearts. Speak out. You know, we have to have courage. You know, Divine Mercy Sunday in the Gospel, Christ breathed the Holy Spirit into the disciples. We have to have that courage of the Holy Spirit. And that is so powerful. If we can do that, if we can speak up with courage, protecting life, loving and protecting life, then we can make a change. That's where the hope is. The hope is in, you know, this great, not this few controlling the many. It's the many faithful people speaking up and loving and building, praying. That is going to change this planet. Otherwise, this particular war, yes, we can do things, but there's a much greater war, the war where humanity is always destroying itself. If we don't change, if we don't love and protect, if we don't pray, you know, this world doesn't last.
Jesus, I trust in you. We're going to have to leave it right there. You are definitely full of courage in the Holy Spirit. You're a blessed man, and we can use the word blessed here on Morning Air. Bob, thanks so much for being with us. Many blessings on your upcoming trip back to Poland.
God bless you, John.
Thanks so much.
God bless you.
Bob Yunanwe, the president and CEO of Goya Foods. We need to take a short break. When Morning Air continues, Father James Kubicki will talk to us about St. Louis de Montfort and the consecration to Mary. So stay with us as Morning Air continues on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's gospel reading from the New American Bible.
John Chapter 3, verses 31 through 36. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him.
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio Studio Line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day with the issues that matter most. This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
And welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday in the second week of Easter here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We can continue to say Happy Easter. Our number, if you want to be part of the conversation, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now, today is the optional memorial of St. Louis de Montfort. His life is inseparable from his efforts to promote genuine devotion to our Blessed Mother, to Mary, the Mother of God, the Mother of the Church. In his classic writings, The Secret of Mary, The Secret of the Rosary, and True Devotion to Mary, he recommends that the faithful formally consecrate themselves to Jesus through the Blessed Mother Mary. Totus tuus, completely yours, was St. Louis de Montfort's personal motto. This was the same motto that Karol Wojtyła, the future Pope St. John Paul II, chose as his episcopal motto. Joining us now for much more is our spiritual director, Father James Kubicki, to really go a little bit deeper and talk about St. Louis de Montfort and the consecration to Mary. Father Kubicki is a Jesuit priest, the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota, and a Relevant Radio contributor for quite some time with his daily prayer reflections, as well as a longtime contributor to Morning Air. Good morning, Father Kubicki. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for being with us again. It's always a joy to be with you.
Well, thank you, John, and good to be with you, too, and on this day when we remember St. Louis de Montfort, who played such an important role in St. John Paul II's life. You know, St. John Paul II had wondered if in giving honor to Mary, if in being devoted to Mary, if in consecrating himself to Mary, whether he was taking something away from God. And St. Louis de Montfort's writings helped him to understand that Mary, when she receives ourselves, our consecration, that she makes up for whatever is lacking in ourselves. And so it's for St. John Paul, it was a wonderful way that he understood that Mary takes nothing away from Jesus, takes nothing away from God the Father, but actually makes our offering more worthy when we offer ourselves to Jesus through Mary. So he's a great reminder to us that Marian devotion, which we'll be, you know, celebrating in a special way during the whole month of May, that Marian devotion is a way that we can grow closer to Jesus. And I'm wondering, John, if any of our listeners have made a consecration following the St. Louis de Montfort method of 33 days of preparation and then making the consecration. I've done that myself, and I'm curious if any of our listeners have done that and just what it's meant for them.
Absolutely. In fact, if any of you have done the 33-day St. Louis de Montfort consecration to Mary, or have you, or maybe made one to the Militia of the Immaculata, something similar, another type of consecration, we're taking your calls. Give us a call and share your experience, especially how it helped you to grow closer to Jesus. After all, the Blessed Mother's entire mission is to point us to her Son. We do have open lines, and of course, you can reach us always at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. It's good to jump on the call early, because oftentimes folks wait till the very last moment, and then we run out of time, and we can't get to your calls. Father Kubicki, can you talk a little bit about the life of St. Louis de Montfort? Can you tell us a little bit about this wonderful Marian saint?
Sure. He was born in France in the year 1673, and he was ordained at the age of 27. And then he lived just a short time after that, just 16 more years. He died when he was 43. But he felt a call after he was ordained to be a traveling preacher, a home missionary. He felt a call to go to the missions, but he met with the Pope at the time, and the Pope gave him permission to be a traveling preacher, but the Pope said, I don't want you to go out into foreign lands, but go back to France and be a missionary in France, because the people there need you. And so that's where he went back, and he founded a couple of congregations devoted to Mary to help him in his work. So he would go around giving parish missions around the country, and in his spare time, he wrote those books that you mentioned earlier, John, The True Devotion to Mary and Secret of the Rosary, books that really throughout the centuries now have helped people appreciate the role that Mary can play in our lives. And so, as I said, he died at the age of 43, just a short life. But in that short life, he did a lot of great things for the Lord, and he was canonized in the year 1947.
And when you think of St. Louis de Montfort, obviously Pope St. John Paul II read his writings and was highly influenced, as you mentioned at the beginning. In fact, I believe it was JP2 that made his feast day an optional memorial for the entire church.
That's right, John. I was just going to mention that. This was or is also the optional memorial of a Marist priest, Peter Chanel. And because St. Louis de Montfort died on this day, this was his feast day, but it wasn't celebrated. It wasn't part of the universal calendar. And because St. Louis had played such an important role in St. John Paul II's life, he wanted to give more attention to St. Louis de Montfort. And so he made this day an optional memorial that we could celebrate a Mass in his honor.
Well, when I think of Pope St. John Paul II, I always think of his love of the Blessed Mother, how he used to say, never hesitate to go to Mary, the Mother of the Church and our Mother. And that's something that has always stuck to me. And it was such an important part of his spirituality, that love of our Blessed Mother, like you said at the beginning, never takes away from Jesus.
That's right. And I think, you know, it came out of certainly his cultural background, you know, being Polish and the great devotion that the Polish people have to Our Lady of Częstochowa. I think he grew up with that very strong Marian devotion. But as we said, it developed into an awareness that in consecrating himself to Mary, he was not taking away from Jesus. Now, sometimes, you know, people wonder, well, what is a consecration? And really, it's a further development, I would say, of the consecration we all have at baptism. You know, at baptism, we're anointed with the sacred chrism that is used when new churches are dedicated and consecrated. When a priest is ordained, his hands are consecrated with that same sacred chrism. And then at baptism and confirmation, we receive that chrism on our heads. And that consecrates us to the Lord. And so St. John Paul, in his encyclical about our Blessed Mother that he wrote in 1987, said that consecration to Christ through the hands of Mary is an effective way to live out our baptismal commitments. Recently, I'm sure we at the Easter Vigil or perhaps on Easter Sunday renewed our baptismal promises by rejecting Satan and by professing our faith. And Mary is the great example of that for us. You know, she is the one who is depicted as crushing the head of Satan, the snake, and who believed in God, who believed in God's promises. And so in order to reject sin in our lives and fulfill our baptismal promise to believe, we turn to Mary to help us live out that baptismal commitment through the consecration that we make.
Well, Father Kubicki, we were asking to hear from our listeners if they've made the 33-day consecration to Mary. Joining us now from Los Angeles is Daniel. Daniel, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air. Thanks so much for calling. You're on with Father Kubicki.
Hi. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I actually did it. I tried doing the St. Louis de Montfort. I felt a little overwhelmed when I first started it. What helped me was doing the consecration from Father Michael Gately, 33 Days to Morning Glory.
Yes.
That really kind of helped me gain a better relationship with God. At first, I wasn't sure, you know, because they say consecration to Jesus through Mary. But after doing the consecration, I had a better understanding of my relationship with Mary and how that translates to my relationship with God. And I read a little bit about Dr. Scott Hahn's, I forget the typology of the Old Testament and how it correlates to the New, and how when we bring our offering or our prayer attention to Mary, she just has a better way of presenting them directly to God. And I believe it was, forgive me, I don't know the scripture verbatim, but in the Old Testament where the servant didn't feel like worthy to go directly to the king, so he went to his mother for a petition.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Bathsheba.
Okay, I think you're right. It was Bathsheba going to King David and presenting the petition that Solomon would be the heir to King David when there was some question about other of David's offspring. And so that's a great reminder, Daniel, of how the Hebrew scriptures, the Old Testament, in many ways prefigure the New Testament. And, you know, the other thing, Daniel, that I'm grateful for your call is reminding us that, you know, there are different ways of making this consecration. And I have to admit, when I did the de Montfort 33-day consecration, I remember it is a bit overwhelming because you have these different prayers and litanies at the beginning that kind of become more and more. And at one point, a person might become tired and give up. And so to find other ways of doing it, like John suggested, using the one that the Militia of the Immaculata use, or the one that Father Gately has published, either way, it's a beautiful way of dedicating ourselves to Mary in a way that helps her then bring us to Jesus and make our offering, as it were, more worthy and more powerful. So thank you, Daniel.
Daniel, thanks so much for sharing with us. I want to continue to invite our listeners. If you have any questions about a 33-day consecration to Mary, if you made the St. Louis de Montfort consecration or any other, as Father Kubicki just mentioned, perhaps the Militia of the Immaculata, the Father Gately consecration, or any one of them, give us a call. Share your experience with us, and especially how it has helped you grow closer to our Lord Jesus. We have some open lines. You can be part of the conversation with Father Kubicki, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. We need to take a short break as we continue our conversation about St. Louis de Montfort and the consecration to Mary here on Morning Air. Stay with us. There's much more to come on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/Forester.
From Maui to Maine, you're listening to Morning Air with John Morales.
Triple eight nine one four nine one four nine is our number as we continue our conversation about St. Louis de Montfort, whose optional memorial we're observing today, as well as the importance of a total consecration to Mary. As we continue with Father James Kubicki, our spiritual director and the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in western South Dakota. Father Kubicki, welcome back.
Thank you.
Just a follow-up from what we were talking about before the break, and a caller had asked about this, that scripture in the Old Testament about Solomon and the Queen Mother actually comes from 1 Kings 2:19 through 20. So if we go back and read that passage, we could understand the importance of intercessory prayer and how Solomon would never forget about his mother, and whatever the mother wanted, of course he was going to say yes. And in a similar way, our Lord always hears the prayers of our Blessed Mother.
That's right, because as another scripture passage from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, when he was on the cross, Jesus gave Mary to his closest disciple, John, and basically said to John, "Behold your mother." And we see John representing the entire church, representing us. So Jesus is saying to us, "Behold your mother."
Absolutely. There's many, many scriptures that point to that reality. And, and Father Rocky has asked the question many times, "Can you love Mary too much?" And Father, you respond.
Well, I say if we want to imitate Jesus, who followed the commandments perfectly, he followed the commandment, honor your father and your mother. And if Jesus gave us Mary to be our spiritual mother and we followed the commandments as Jesus did, then we want to give Mary the same love and devotion that Jesus gave her. So in a sense, you can't love her too much because she will always take our love and not keep it to herself, but as it were, through her hands, it goes to God our Father.
And we always have to keep in mind that nobody knows a baby like his mother. No one in the world, in the history of humanity, could have known our Lord Jesus Christ like his very own mother.
That's right.
Father, can you give us some practical advice on the steps to make the total consecration to Mary?
Well, I know there's a little book out that uses the St. Louis de Montfort formula that includes, a series of prayers that you go through 33 days, and also some readings from his writings that really help you enter into this. So it's a preparation process of 33 days. And as our friend in Los Angeles, Daniel, said, there are other ways of doing this with Father Gately's book. But the idea is to have some period of preparation. And then it can lead up to the actual consecration on
It's really good to try to do that on a feast day. And so I know that the book about St. Louis de Montfort's consecration always gives a day when you end and make the consecration, and then it gives you a good start date, you know, that will lead you 33 days before that. For myself, John, back in 2003, when I was just became the national director of the Apostleship of Prayer, there were some people in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee area, who planned on making this consecration, and they invited me to be part of that. And it was really helpful for me to know that I was preparing myself along with some wonderful, faithful lay people. And then on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December 8th, 2003, I was out in Sussex, Wisconsin, and we were in a little church there, and we made our consecration together. I celebrated Mass, and in the context of Mass, we each of us then individually prayed a consecration prayer. And what I think is good too, John, is to realize that just as baptism, it is a one-time sacrament, but we want to live our baptism and renew our baptismal promises. So it's good to live the consecration and renew the consecration. And so every evening I pray a little prayer that a monk priest by the name of Father Mark Kirby wrote called Give All to Mary. And it's a way that I renew my consecration every evening. And then every morning I also, in the context of the daily offering prayer, renew my offering to Mary and ask her, as St. John Paul did, to take all that I'm going to do during this day. And if there's anything defective in it, to make up for what is missing. And if there's any sin, I don't want to start the day anticipating that I'll sin, but I say to Our Lady, you know, if there's anything unworthy of God, please purify it and take it away and make me worthy of God this day. And so I think living that consecration that we make is an important part also of total consecration to Jesus through Mary.
Well, Father Kubicki, this is a very fascinating topic. I had the joy of making my consecration through the Militia of the Immaculata at Marytown here in suburban Chicago, and I did it on the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. So there's many, many different Marian feast dates to choose from. Unfortunately, we are just about out of time, Father Kubicki, but I so much appreciate you being on with us to talk about the importance of true devotion to Mary and this wonderful saint that we're honoring today, St. Louis de Montfort.
Well, thank you, John. I will enjoy our weekly opportunity to get together.
Thanks again. Happy Easter. Father Kubicki, the director of the St. Francis Mission on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. Now it's time for another edition of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called Today's Difference by Daniel James. How is it this day I will make a difference? Differences are made by hands extended, not heads turned away. Differences are made by connection, not by separation. Differences are made by conversation made, not by conversation avoided. Differences are made by extension, not by retraction. Differences are made by giving, not taking. Differences are made by effort, not by inaction. Differences are made by extension beyond comfort. Differences are made by pushing beyond the point of weariness. Differences are made by extending beyond self. Differences are made by taking a certain amount of calculated risk. Differences are made by moving forward and outward. Differences are made by recognizing opportunity and acting on it. Differences are made by getting the words right. Differences are made by quiet action with little or no public display. Differences are made one person at a time. Differences are made one moment at a time. Differences are made when we give that with which God has blessed us. Differences are made when we invest time in someone. Differences are made when we listen well. Differences are made when we act out of kindness. Differences are made when we show compassion. Differences are made when we love. And so I pray, dear Lord, as I journey through life, help me to walk your walk this day. Let me reach out to those who travel this road with me. If by only an inch, help me to assist someone along the way this day. O Lord, may I keep in my view you and draw strength from you. And may I always remember to put the least first this day. From Matthew 6:11, give us this day our daily bread.
What a fabulous reminder that every one of us can make a difference. We can make a difference for time and for eternity. Quick reminder also to join Father Rocky and our Relevant Radio listeners on the pilgrimage walk to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Help on Saturday, May the 7th. It'll be coming up right around the corner. Go to Walk to Mary for all the details, walktomary.com for much more. And also continue to pray to the Mother of God for peace and an end to the war in Ukraine with Russia. Pray the Rosary with Father Rocky tonight, 7 p.m., and the Family Rosary across America. And that'll do it for this edition of Morning Air. For Glenn Leverins, for producers Gabby Burke, as Sarah Tafoya, our entire Morning Air team. I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Happy Easter. Let your light shine before all. God love you. We'll see you tomorrow on the next Morning Air. And I also want to remind you once again that the message that we talked about with Father Kubicki, the message of our Blessed Mother, the message that you can never love her too much, is something that every one of our listeners should take to heart, because this is something that we always have to keep in mind, that our Blessed Mother's entire role in our lives for 2,000 years and all the Marian apparitions over the centuries is to point us to her Son. And this is something that she has been doing since the very beginning, from the wedding feast at Cana to this very day, always pointing us to her Son, Jesus. So let us be attentive. Again, thanks so much for being with us. The Patrick Madrid Show is straight ahead. We'll see you tomorrow.